Chapter 1. In the Werewolf's Forest. The Legion force heading for the Ravaged Citadel base changed course soon after the base was retaken. In response, the United Kingdom's reinforcements weaved their way through the enemy's advancing forces and reached the base a little over a day later. The Legion offensive was currently being delayed thanks to these reinforcements. A delay was all they could manage. They couldn't counterattack, force the Legion to retreat, or even hold the line. In other words, neither the 86th Strike Package nor all the forces of the United Kingdom's 1st Armored Corps would last on this battlefield. Regrettably, the Ravaged Citadel base would have to be abandoned, despite the Strike Package's and the Syrians' desperate struggle to reclaim it. The relief unit's white transport truck and the Strike Package's steel-blue heavy transport vehicle left the base behind, solemn as a funeral procession. As she sat in the tightly packed passenger compartment of one of the heavy transport vehicles, Lena stared out over the bleak snowscape through the bulletproof glass window. She gazed at the precipitous cliffside base, the site of their woefully short-lived respite from the battlefield, the base they'd fought against the Legion to reclaim and ultimately failed to keep. Her attention shifted to one corner of the cliff, where the remains of the siege road were just barely visible. Those Syrians and their Alkanosts, who had willingly sacrificed their mechanical bodies to form that gruesome bridge, held prized United Kingdom state secrets. The Syrians especially so, since the makeup of their neural networks would be exceedingly valuable to the Legion. The United Kingdom tried to recover what they could in the short amount of time that they occupied the base, but what was left over would have to be completely destroyed with explosives. They gave their lives for the sake of humankind, but wouldn't be mourned as humans. The 86, whose service during the Ravaged Citadel base operation was no less instrumental, also suffered heavy damage. Battle-hardened though they were, they still had to fight for their lives in harsh, snowy weather conditions they weren't accustomed to. And even with the odds stacked against them, they ultimately succeeded in pushing back the Legion. But from a tactical standpoint, their efforts bore no fruit, and they walked away from the mission with next to nothing. None of them had said a word since leaving the base behind. The sense of defeat lingered in the air like a heavy smog. The siege route made from the wreckage of the Alkanosts, as well as the Syrians' broken bodies, was easily the most haunting element of the battle. The dead filled the moats, forming a mountain of ruin that allowed the 86 to scale the cliff. It was a massive gravestone, marking the place where the human-shaped dolls were crushed and trampled to death, laughing all the while. Seeing it broadcast on a screen was ghastly enough, but the 86 had watched it happen before their very eyes. And they then had to walk over that road, knowingly tread upon those girls' remains, acknowledging their sacrifices as they pressed onward. Their mental anguish was immeasurable. Shin, now sitting opposite Lena, had been there too. Lena frowned, recalling the expression he had made as he beheld the mountain of the Siren's remains. He had looked like a lost, confused child who could have vanished into the snow at a moment's notice. Even Shin, who had survived the horrors of the 86th sector with certain death hot on his heels every day, had made such an expression. Turning her attention to the rest of the compartment, Lena watched the processors slumbering silently, half sunk into their seats. None of them seemed like they would be opening their eyes anytime soon. Shin similarly leaned against the firm backrest, with arms crossed and eyes closed. He wore his usual, almost overly calm expression, but he was visibly pale. He still hadn't shaken off the several days' worth of fatigue he'd built up during the siege battle.
"He's asleep, right?"
Lena gingerly reached out and grabbed the blanket that had been tossed to his side. A person's body temperature fell while they slept, and the heavy transport vehicle was air-conditioned, so she imagined he wouldn't get much rest if he was cold. Struggling against the cramped space...